Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Retail Week, our look back at one of the biggest stories of the last 7 days. This week, once again, the fate of House of Fraser hangs in the balance. It faces a legal challenge to its planned CBA and a sale to Chinese retailer C-Banner that would have brought desperately needed investment has fallen through. House of Fraser is on the hunt now for alternative investors to step in and throw it a lifetime. But would that really make much of a difference now? Or is it time really that the best thing to do would be to liquidate House of Fraser? To discuss that, I am joined by our head of content, Luke Tugby, and senior reporter, Becky Waller-Davis. What is your take, Luke? Is it just time to say goodbye to House of Fraser? Would it be best for it and actually best for the retail industry?
I don't think so. I think it's still got a place on the high street. I mean, we were talking to Gemma, our features editor, in the office a moment ago, and you look at the brands that it has, quite upmarket, the likes of Ted Baker, Kurt Geiger, Kate Spade, Mulberry. There is a place on the high street for that. I don't personally shop in Debenhams, whereas I would go to House of Fraser for those kind of brands. I think it offers something new, different to what other people have got. The trouble is it's got the right brands, it just doesn't have the right shopping environment for me, and that's what has to change. If it can do that, it still has a place, it still has a purpose. The trouble is that needs time and that needs investment, and that is what it doesn't have at this moment in time.
Yeah, it's been flailing around for a long time. Becky, what is your take?
I mean, well, that would be my argument, really. It's been flailing around, as you say, for years and years. The past few years for it, really, since SunPower bought it in 2014, have just been, I mean, they've been painful to watch. I can't even imagine what it's like working there. I think if you're getting to the point where you don't know if you can pay your rent and buy your Christmas stock, it might be time to say goodbye, frankly.
But is that a problem with the ownership rather than the business? Yeah. What's to say you couldn't have Mike Ashley or Philip Day come in, experienced retail operators with an actual plan to come in place, give it the investment and make it work?
I still think you are going to need so much investment. The thing, I mean, it does have good brands. It has potentially, if it hadn't let itself get to this point of underinvestment, potentially it could have done something there. But the brands, and particularly the higher end brands, they have nicer shopping experiences, whether that's a trip to their flagship store or even going online to their website. They have nicer shopping experiences. And I think when you are spending a few hundred pounds on a dress, you want to feel special. You don't want to be in some, you know, downtrodden changing room with coat hangers on the floor and, you know, signs falling off the wall.
No, I agree.
I mean, Luke, you say you think there's a place for it on the high street. However, they themselves don't seem to see much of a place for themselves on the high street. You know, the scale of the planned CVA is huge. The number of store closures involved. Some sort of insolvency process, I'm guessing, would be required even if it's sold. You know, wouldn't it be better to say goodbye to it, to find new uses, whether retail or otherwise, for those stores? You know, apart from anything else, it's dominating the headlines, this sort of story of retail is dead that is overpowering the success of many other retailers is not good for anyone. And in its panic stations, things like discounting and all that sort of thing are hitting other people.
I agree to a point, but your point about it not thinking it has a place on the high street, I think, is wrong. It's closing half of its stores. That doesn't mean it doesn't feel it has a place. All that means is that in the digital multi-channel age, it needs fewer stores than it had 20 years ago. You could say the same for Carpet Right, Mothercare, New Look. Are we saying that they should die and disappear? No, we're not. If you, to use an analogy that someone mentioned to me the other day, if you go into A&E and your main artery is severed, what do paramedics say? You might have a 10 or 20% chance of survival. They don't just let you die. They try and save you, and I think Mike Ashley and Philip Day are right to be doing that with House of Fraser. Yeah. And I genuinely think they could do well in that business. If they will still need to close stores, undoubtedly, but they still have a place, in my opinion.
Yeah, Becky?
I think the thing is that it's getting so close to deadline, isn't it? It's getting very close to the September rent call, and they're going to need to secure financing really within the next month. I think whatever, you know, Mike Ashley and Philip Day are both known for picking up businesses at cut price rates. Has either of them really ever ploughed investment into any of the brands that they've bought? I can't think of any, can you?
I don't know. Some of the brands... I think Sports Direct has used the brands it's bought really well.
Okay.
Philip Day, you know, some of his are more recent. He's bought some names that have got great heritage. I'm not that up to speed with what he's specifically done with them. If each of those two people, they're great entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I think they could do something. I think, though, that it's still going to have to be some sort of process in order to get it in shape for them to even start doing that.
Mm.
I guess the other interesting thing that we haven't mentioned, we know that both of them are really interested in building department store businesses. And Mike Ashley is an investor in House of Fraser. It's quite ironic that now they're going cap in hand to him after having ignored his overtures for so long. I just wonder in this changing world whether actually it's a bit past its time. You know, there was a really interesting interview with Simon Wolfson on TV this week. He was talking about Amazon and he was saying, you know, don't criticize Amazon for doing an absolutely brilliant job for its customers. You know, House of Fraser hasn't done the same job, sadly. And, you know, let's maybe allow the high street to evolve.
Yeah, I think for me that's the thing. I think this has just gone on far too long for it to ever really come back and be a big force. Yes, it might be picked up by Philip Day or Mike Ashley, but really I think it's far past the point which it can come back and be, you know, a really exciting and powerful force in retail. I think it's more a delaying the inevitable, limping on for a bit in kind of one form or another.
I don't know. I think there's enough of a foundation there where if you stripped it back as they were looking to do in the CBA to 30, 20 stores, if you had retail, this is no disrespect to Alex or to Frank, but if you had retail operators right at the top of the business with a decent amount of money to put into the business, what's to say it can't invest in the kind of things that John Lewis is investing in and actually start bringing customers back through the door? I think it's got a good enough brand mix to do that. It just needs to improve the shopping experience.
I'd agree that it's got a really good brand mix, but then John Lewis is spending, what is it, $500 million a year? Something like that. Every year at the moment. Who wants to throw $500 million a year at House of Fraser?
I mean, no one is probably the right answer for that, but... I don't know. I just think there's something there to be saved that is worth saving. It won't be the full store estate, not at all. It will be a fraction of what they have, and a lot of work will need to be done. But for me, I just think it would be sad to just let it go at this point. I think someone will come in and do something with it.
We don't think it's quite kind of BHS doldrums yet.
Not to BHS level, not quite yet.
Well, I think, let's end this discussion on Luke's positive note. But let us know what you think. This is a fast-changing situation. You can keep up on all the latest developments on our website. But let us know how you think House of Fraser could be saved, or if it should be saved. Look forward to seeing you again next week.